Today's daf is Vachem Daf Lamed Dalet, and we are three lines from the top of Daf Lamed Dalet Omer Aleph Va'akati Miboyele. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freida and Shloima Ben Chayaleah. So we're in the middle of a sugya. The Gemara brought two memories of Reish Lakish that darshened the pasuk in Parshas Tazria that says Bechol Kodesh Lo Yisiga. The context of the pasuk is talking about a yoledes, a woman that has a baby. The Torah says she's tamei for a certain period of time, depends on whether she had a boy or whether she had a girl. Regardless, during her Yemei Tumah, the Torah says Bechol Kodesh Lo Yisiga. And Reish Lakish, in two different places, seemed to teach those words in two different ways. In one place, Reish Lakish said that from B'chol Kodesh Lo Yisiga we learn that a Yoledes, or really any Tomei for that matter, is not allowed to touch Kachim. And in the event that a Tomei would touch Kachim, like the Tomei would get Malkus. In another place, Reish Lakish said that from the words B'chol Kodesh Lo Yisiga we learn that somebody that's Tomei is not allowed to eat Kachim. Even though it says B'chol Kodesh Lo Yisiga, which literally means thou shalt not touch, but Reish Lakish said that really the halacha that the Torah is saying is that somebody that's tamei is not allowed to eat kachim. Now, to be clear, it's mefurish in the Torah elsewhere that if someone is tamei and he eats kachim, he gets karis. Stating that the rule is ein oinchin elin ke mazirin. And Reish Lakish said that the azara, the malchus component of a tamei eating kachim, is learned out from these words b'chol kodesh lo yisiga. And the Gemara asked Akasha, does Reish Lakish learn b'chol kodesh lo yisiga miloshin negia that somebody that's tamei is not allowed to touch kachim, and if someone's tamei touches kachim, he's gonna get malchus? Or does Reish Lakish learn b'chol kodesh lo yisiga miloshin achila to teach me the azara for somebody that's tamei, and that someone like that is not allowed to eat kachim, and if he does, he's gonna get malchus? And the Gemara says that la'olam Reish Lakish learned both halachas from the pasuk. How does he do that? So the Gemara explained. Reish Lakish held that the context of the pasuk is mashma, that b'chol kodesh lo yisiga means somebody that's tamei is not allowed to eat kachim. Stating that, nidda afke rachmono b'loshe negiyah. Being that the Torah said achila b'loshe negiyah, it's impossible not to darshan the obvious as well, and that is, in addition to an Isra Achila, there's also an Isra Negiyah. In other words, according to Reish Lakish, there's two halachas, both of which carry with it the punishment of Malkus, that are learned from these words, B'chol Kodesh Lo Yisiga. Number one, Tomei is not allowed to eat Kachim. Number two, a Tomei is not allowed to touch Kachim. The Gemara today is going to begin with a kasha on Reish Lakish, and this is a kasha that is based on a third Reish Lakish, where it would seem that Reish Lakish tzimdritinmu darshan these words b'chol kodesh leisiga, which obviously is a little bit of a problem. Meaning we reconciled the two, but now we're going to have to figure out even a third. Now, just one point that's worth prefacing this next gemara that we're going to learn. And that is that the Torah says that somebody that's tamei is not allowed to eat kachim. If someone that's tamei eats kachim, he's chayiv karis. The pasuk says, "V'hanefesh asher toicha basar mizevach hashlamim asher l'Hashem v'tumasa yalav he's tamei v'nichrus hanefesh imameh." This person is going to be chayiv karis. The Gemara Masechtas Menachos Daf Chof Hei Amid Beis darshins that the only time someone that's tamei that eats kachim is chayiv karis is in the event that it's a kachim that's in a state where, had this person not been tamei, he'd be allowed to eat the kachim. If, however, we're dealing with kachim that even a tahar is not allowed to eat, then the halacha is that if a tamei eats it, he's not going to be chayiv karis. What does that mean? So, just zum Beispiel, kagoin, for example, we know the only time you're allowed to eat basar kachim is after zrika. Shchita kabbalah hilacha zrika, the ikur tachlis of the zrika, of course, is to be meratza for the bala carbon, but additionally, the zrika is also mata the basar v'achila. The Gemara Menachos Chaf Hei Amid Beis says that in the event that somebody that's Tame would eat Basar Kachem lifnei Zrika, the halacha is he wouldn't be Chayiv Karis. The reason he wouldn't be Chayiv Karis is because even a Tahar is not allowed to eat Basar Kachem lifnei Zrika. And being that it's not something that a Tahar is allowed to eat, therefore, if a Tame would eat it, he wouldn't get the Einish Chamura of Karis. The makar to this is because the pasuk that says that someone that's Tame that eats Kachem is Chayiv Karis, pasuk that we just read, is prefaced, meaning if you look at the pasuk right before it, by the following words. So the Torah says that a Torah is allowed to eat basar. If you're tameh and you eat this basar, you're going to be chayiv karis. Says the Gemara, it's mashba that the only time there's a chayiv karis for someone that's tameh that eats kachim is in the event that it was a situation where the tar would be allowed to eat it. If, however, it's a situation where the tar can't eat it, kagoy, this is just an example, where you have the basar kachim lifnei zrika, then the halach is that even if a tamei would eat it, he wouldn't be chayiv karis. Now that gemara in Menachos Chafei Amid Beis is talking specifically about someone that's tamei who ate basar kachim lifnei zrika. Based on this drasha, we learn that he's not going to be chayiv karis. What the Gemara over there does not talk about is whether or not it would be usur for him to do it. Meaning, is there al kolponim in azara? Would he get malchus? Or is there not even an azara? That was a machlokes amayram. It was a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And that's the third Reish Lakish that the Gemara now is going to loop in to this discussion here in our sugya. Says the Gemara, we still need b'chol kodesh loisiga for a third halacha. In other words, there's a third reish lakish that seemed to address this. L'tamei she'achal basa kodesh lifnei zriga, for someone that's tamei who ate basa kodesh lifnei zriga. Tamei she'achal basa kodesh lifnei zriga. If someone was tamei but he ate basa kodesh before this zriga, reish lakish amal leger, reish lakish says he gets malchus. Rabbi Yochanan amal inu leger. Rabbi Yochanan says he doesn't get malchus. Again, Karis, we know for sure you don't get. But a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether there's malchus or not. Reish Lakish, I'm a loiker. Reish Lakish said you get malchus because it says in the Torah, b'chol kodesh loy sigur. And it's mashma loishna lifnei zrika v'loishna l'achaz zrika. Reish Lakish, this is Reish Lakish l'shitasai, who holds that b'chol kodesh loy sigur is the azara for tamei not to be allowed to eat kachin. And those words, b'chol kodesh loisiga, don't seem to discriminate between zrika, not zrika, right? Doesn't say anything about zrika. And if that's the case, l'chura, the azara would be true, even if it's lifnei zrika. Rabbi Yochanan amar einu loika. Rabbi Yochanan holds you don't get malchus. K'detoni bartla. And it's based on a b'raisa that bartla taught, asya tumasai tumasai, that the makar, that there's an azara for a tame to eat kachim is learned out not from the chol kodesh loisiga, but rather from the gzeira shava to masai vechi ksiv hahu la'achaz rika, and to masai is clearly talking about la'achaz rika. And if that's the case, the only time there's going to be an azara for a tamei to eat basa kachim is if it's going to be la'achaz rika. Now this Rabbi Yochanan, who the Gemara is saying holds like Tani Bardla, is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasa that the Gemara brought on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Again, we're picking up in the middle of the sugya, where Rabbi Yochanan argued with Reish Lakish with regards to what the makar is for a tamei to eat basa kodesh. Reish Lakish said the makar for the azara for a tamei to eat basa kodesh is b'chol kodesh loisig. Reish Lakish said no. It's learned out Rabbi Yochanan said it's learned out k'detani bardala asya tumasei tumasei mibias nikdash. Just the short version of what Tani Bardala was saying. The Torah says that if someone is tameh and he eats kachem, he's chayiv karis. That's the pasuk we mentioned in a minute ago. Torah also says that if someone's tameh and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayiv karis. By the way, those are the two components of what we refer to as tumas mikdash v'kadasha. The Torah also says, v'lo yitam was machaneh, which is an azara that tells me that if someone's tameh and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he's over an azara. He's going to be chayiv malchus. So Bardla said, or he fakuf the braisa that said that just like the Einish Karis of Tumas Mikdash comes along with an Azara, so too the Einish Karis of Tumas Kadoshav also comes along with an Azara. Right, that was the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish of yesterday's daf. Reish Lakish said, B'chol Kodesh Loisiga, that's the Azara for a Tomei that eats Kachim. Rabbi Yochanan said, Asnir Tumasai Tumasai. Says the Gemara, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are both l'shitasayu in this machlokes right here. Rish Lakish, who holds that b'chol kodesh loisiga is the makar for a tummy having an azarat ikachim. Well, b'chol kodesh loisiga doesn't say a word about zrika loishan lifnei zrika loishan la'ach azrika. Therefore, the halach is going to be tummy she'ach basar kodesh lifnei zrika. Even though there's no karas, but b'chol kodesh loisiga parshas tazria, all different sugya. Avadi is going to get malchus. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan that learns the azara from the karas. How do you know he learns Azar from the Chorus? Because Asya Tumasei was stated in the parish of Chorus that we are Makish, the Chorus of Tumas Kadoshov to the Chorus of Tumas Mikdash. And just like the Chorus of Tumas Mikdash comes along with an Azar, so too the Chorus of Tumas Kadoshov comes along with an Azar as well. Well, if the whole Azar of Tumas Kadoshov is learnt out from the chorus, so Dayu Labamin Adin Lias Kenot, it can't be more than that. And if the chorus is only, like we said, based on the Gemara Menachos Chafei Amadeis, everybody's maskim, La'achas Riko, so too, as it relates to the Azara, it's only going to be La'achas Riko as well. But either way, at first glance, really, this Machloikas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is Gishmak, it's Mamish Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish L'shita Sayim. But the Gemara didn't bring this Machloikas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish with a geschmack upon him, right? That wasn't the context here. Let me tell you something, geschmack. I think we could tell to this Ksois Nesivis to another Ksois Nesivis. That's not what's going on over here. The Gemara is asking it as a kash. Wait, the Gemara, v'akati mi boyolei. Wait, it's a kash on who? On Rish Lakish. Get Rish Lakish to and from the Chol Kodesh Loisiga to Alachas. Number one, that a tummy's not allowed to touch kachim. Number two, that a tummy's not allowed to eat kachim. And Azor. It's great, the Gemara, that even though we were able to reconcile those two, right, from the context it's mashma achila, but in the afkir rachmanav loshen negiyah, it's mashma negiyah as well. But I still need it for this third Reish Lakish. What's the third Reish Lakish? The third Reish Lakish is the Reish Lakish said that from b'chol kodesh loisiga I learned that a tummy is not allowed to eat kachim afilu lifnei zrika. That's a third halacha. Again, why is it a third halacha? Not allowed to touch it. You can't eat it. La'acha zrika, right? That's, I guess, the pashtus. And also, you can't eat it lifnei zrika. It's a third halacha. And if it's a third halacha, how could Reish Lakish learn three halachas? Now, the truth is, you have to be ma'ir. At first glance, I mean, the way we explain the Gemara and just jumps off the page like this, it's a third halacha? No. It's Reish Lakish l'shitasa, who holds that the azara for a tamei tiv kachin is b'chol kodesh l'siga, and loishna lifnei zrika, loishna la'acha zrika. But the Gemara holds it's a kasha. The Gemara holds it's a kasha. So what's poshit the kasha? So let's read the words of Rashi. Top line on Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Vakati mi boyle v'chu. V'kivan de la'achaz rika nafkalon minei heichi yalef minei tartin. Being that I need the Chalkoidish Leisiga to teach me la'achaz rika, so how could I also know the Fnei Zrika? And the way that Achreinim learned Rashi is that the Gemara held that as much as the Gemara said b'chol kodesh loisiga as loishna lifnei zrika loishna la'achaz rika, it's still a little bit of a jump. At the end of the day, the pashtus would be even b'chol kodesh loisiga should be la'achaz rika. If I have a reason, a limud to be able to take it to the next level to teach me even lifnei zrika, so then I would have a gerech to say lifnei zrika. But I have to have some basis for that. Now bishloim b'chol kodesh loisiga, the whole pasuk was extra, and I didn't need it to teach me the ikar azara of a tomei eating kachim. Okay, so I'll tell me it's coming to teach me lifnei zrika. But being there, Reish Lakish holds I needed to teach me the Ikra Alacha, and the Ikra Alacha is for sure Negeya La'achaz Rika. Where's the jump? Where do I see the extra knach to teach me that it's going to be true with Nez Rika as well? And for that, the Gemara answers, because Im Kain, if all the Torah was coming to teach me was La'achaz Rika, Le Makra Ba'koidesh, Mai Bechol Koidesh, Mami Notarati. There's another drasha to be had over here, and that is Bechol Koidesh Leisig. The word Bechol is extra. What's it? Bechol Koidesh. All Kachim. Yeah, even Kachem lifnei zrika. Even that's going to be included. So at the end of the day, it's true. Reish Lakish has three drashas from the words b'chol kodesh loisiga. The context of the pasuk is mashma achila teaches me the ikar halacha, the ikar azara for a tamei to eat kachem. The karas I know from elsewhere, but the azara I know from here, from the fact that it says siga. So I know also that a tamei is not allowed to touch kachem, and if he does, he's going to get malchus. And from the fact that it says b'chol kodesh, the word b'chol is marba, that this is going to be a problem. Even lifnei zrika. Either way, the next piece of Gemara, the Gemara is going to do a little bit of a deep dive into this last machlokes that we just mentioned between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and that is somebody that's tamei, that eats kachim, lifnei zrika. Do you get malchus or do you not get Malkus? As it relates to Karis, we know for sure there's no Karis. The question is, do you get Malkus or you do not get Malkus? Rish Lakish says you get Malkus. Rabbi Yerich says you don't get Malkus. Rish Lakish holds you get Malkus. It's Rish Lakish l'shitasai, right? It's still Rish Lakish l'shitasai. Holds that the Azara for a Tomei to eat Basar Kachem is B'chol Kodesh Loisiga. I mean that the Torah said B'chol Kodesh Loisiga, not just Bak Kodesh. B'chol Kodesh. So we learn from there, Loishna Lifnei Zrika V'loishna La'achaz Rika. Rabbi Yerich l'shitasai, who learns that the Makar to the Azara for a Tomei to eat Basar Kachem is from the parish of Karis. Well, Asi Tomasi Tomasi, Tani Baratel, right? If there's no Karis, so Melo, there's not going to be an Azara either. One point that's just worth refreshing before we start this next Gemara, and that is that in the world of Tumas Kodoshav, so there's Tumas Mikdash and there's Tumas Kodoshav. Tumas Mikdash is that Tommy's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. Tumas Kodoshav is someone that Tommy's not allowed to eat Kachem. There's also two very distinct subcategories, and that is someone that's Tommy, he's physically Tommy, is not allowed to eat kachim. Additionally, someone that's tahar is not allowed to eat kachim that's tummy. Very similar, but not the same thing. Someone that's tummy, as tumas aguf, is not allowed to eat kachim. Kachim that's tahar, mahajim and mahajim, bashkach sabadats. But if you're tummy, you're not allowed to eat it. Additionally, someone that's tahar, he's a tzadik yisoy doylam, he's the most reina person in the world. But at the same time, he's not allowed to eat kachim, where the kachim is going to be tummy. Stating that, they're very different. How different? If someone is tummy and he eats kachim, he's chayiv karis. If somebody is tahar and he eats kachim, that's tummy, all he's over is a loisase. Meaning, it's a lav, there's malchus, but as far as karis goes, there's not going to be karis. Now, let's just refresh one more point. How do you know that a person that's tummy is not allowed to eat kachim? Meaning, what is the makar to the azara? Well, that's the first 15 minutes of the shir. It's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's learned out tumasi tumasi. According to Reish Lakish, it's learned out from the Chol Kodesh Leisig. How do you know that there's karis? That's a pasuk in the Torah. V'anefesh asher toich habasim yizavach hashlamim asher la'ashem v'tumasi yalo v'nirchus ha'nefesh yimameh. By the way, this pasuk is in the heart of kachim. Heart of Teres Kayanim. It's in Parashas Tzav. Right? The Chol Kodesh Leisiga is a little favorfin. That's by the Yoyledes. But this is mamish, smack in the middle. Vayikra Perek Zayin. In Parashas Tzav, the Teres is very clearly, right? It's one of the most important halachas of kachim. That if someone's tummy and he eats kachim, he's going to be chayiv karis. How do you know that someone that's tahar is not allowed to eat basar that's tummy? So that's also learned down in Parashas Tzav. It's also by Yikra Perek Zayin. The pasuk says, "V'habasar ashniyiga b'chol tamei, basar kachem that touches tamei lo yeyachel, not let it eat it be'esh yisarif. You have to burn it in the fire." Notice the lav lo yeyachel, but notice there's no karis. So the azara, as it relates to the tahar not being allowed to eat basar, that's tamei, that's very, very straightforward. It's not machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Either way, with that, hakdama, zok the gemara vayta gufa. We learned tamei sha'ach habasa kodesh lefnei zrika. Tamei that habasa kodesh lefnei zrika. Reish Lakish, like Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, like Reish Lakish says you get malchus. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get malchus. Amar Abayas. Abayas said machlokes. This machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is betumas hakof. It's dafka if the person was tamei. As relates to basar that's tame, divrei akol, everybody holds, loike you're going to get malchus, even if the basar is lifnei zrika. Meaning, the whole machlokes is Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish regarding basar kachem lifnei zrika, tumas kodeshav, that's by tumas aguf. But as it relates to tumas basar, divrei akol loike. How do I know that? Says Abaya, the amamar, that's the gears of the Bach, the amamar, amar, Kro, the pasuk says, "V'habasar le'rabbis etzim v'levoina." The lav b'nei achila nenu. The Torah says regarding tahar not being allowed to eat basar kachem that's tamei v'habasar asher yiga b'chol tamei lo yeyachal be'esh yisarif. And Chazal darshan that word v'habasar is extra to teach me that person is not allowed to eat not only basar that's tameh, but even eitzim that are tameh, or even levoina that's tameh. And these are things that are not bnei achil. And even though they're not pnei achilu. The Torah says that if you eat it, you're going to be over the laf. Well, if you're going to be over the laf eating etzim alavoina that are not bnei achilu b'chlal, they're not even ru'uyin l'achilu. But at the same time, if you eat it, if you figure out a way to get it down your digestive tract, well, you're going to be over the laf. Well, if it's true for something that's b'cheftz and not a bar achilo, and certainly Taina Zabaya, it's going to be true with regards to basa kachem lifnei zriko, which is a bar achilo. It's only something that halachically you're not allowed to eat. But the point is, says Abai, this whole machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that's only negeya tumas akof. But as it relates to tumas basra over there, there's no shaila. Everybody's going to agree that you're going to get malchus, and the svara behind it is, or the raya to it is because it can't be worse than Eitzim Elovoin. Eitzim Elovoin, Allah b'nei achilo, v'afilu hachi rabinu kra. Well, if it's going to be true for Eitzim Elovoin, and Levoina, well, then it's going to have to be true. It's going to have to be true for Basar, Kachin, Lifnei Zrika as well. The truth is, if you think about it, in Svara, it makes a lot of sense that this is the way it should be anyways. Because what's the whole Yisoid of Shitas Rabbi Yochanan? That Rabbi Yochanan holds that Tameh that eats Basar, Kachin, Lifnei Zrika, that Lachas, he doesn't get Malkus. It's because of the Asya Tumasai Tumasai, right? That's the Chayra, what it's based on. It's all based on the fact that the Azara for a Tameh to eat Basar is learnt out from the Karis of the Tameh that eats Basar. And being that you only have the Karis La'achas Rika, so in Mela, you would have the Azara only La'achas Rika as well. Well, as it relates to this, La'va Basar, Ashayiga B'chol Tameh Lo Ye'achel Be'esh Yisarev, B'muschul Rishon, that has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with Karis. And there is no Karis even. And it's just a regular lois, I say. And really, you could argue, loishna lifnei zrika, loishna lachas zrika. Right? So, again, just to follow through with the cheshbon, you don't have Rabbi Yochanan's taina of enoi loika. That you have by Tumas Aguf. You don't have that by Tumas Basa. But Al Kaponim, that's not what Abaye said. Abaye said that, you know, I know the halach is going to get Malkus, because if you get Malkus for Itzma Levoina, then certainly, you should get Malkus for Basa Kochim, that's Lifnei. Rava argued with Abai. Rava said, Machlokes with Tumas Agov. I agree that Machlokes with Tumas Agov. Meaning, that's not even a question. Avo, whereas Abai said that when it comes to Tumas Basa, what's the halacha to be akol, everybody holds? Like, you're going to get Malkus. Why? Because it can't be worse than Eitzim Levoina. Rava said just the opposite. Avo, but Tumas Basa, the very akol, ain't like it. When it comes to Tumas Basa, everybody holds you're not going to get Malkus. My time, what's the reason? Because keeping the like Karina Bay, Vetumasai Olav and Nichrasa, being that there would be no karis, a little bit tricky. It's a little nuance. Being that there'd be no karis by Tumas Haguf, Lifnei Zrika, so therefore, like Karina Bey, the Habasar, Asheyiga Bechal Tamad Layayachel, so too, there's going to be no Azara for Tumas Basar when it's Lifnei Zrika. Rava says that being that there's no karis by Tumas Haguf, Lifnei Zrika, that's the Gemara Menachos Kafayam and Beis. So too, there's going to be no Azara for Tumas Basar Lifnei Zrika. Now you're going to say, what Shaychus? Why should Tumas Basar be Tali and Tumas Agov? The reason is, look at the Torah. The Torah puts the two together. The Torah says, V'abasar ashayiga b'chal tamei lo yeyocha b'eish yisarev. V'abasar kol Torah yoycha abasar. V'anefesh ashatoycha abasar. Mizevach ashlam mashal Hashem. V'tumas layolah v'nichas v'anefesh ahimei amel. The Torah juxtaposed the parish of Tumas Basar with the parish of Tumas Agov. Says Rava, if that's the case, Tumas Basar is totally in Tumas Agov. And which component of Tumas Agov? The chorus of Tumas Agov. Because that's the component of the parish of Tumas Agov that was juxtaposed to the parish of Tumas Basar. And if the parish of chorus by Tumas Agov is only true L'achaz Riko, so too the only time there's going to be an Azara for Tumas Basar is if it's going to be L'achaz Riko as well. In other words, Rav is saying just the opposite. Rav is saying that when it comes to Tumas Basar, even Reish Lakish is Moida, that the Azar is Tali and Karis. Right, when it came to Tumas Agov, Reish Lakish says, my Azar is Parshat Sav, the Karis is Parshat Parsh Tazriya and the Karis, Parsh Tzav. Tumas under a Parsh in the Torah. What does that have to do with the other? B'chol Kodesh Lo Yisiga L'chod, even Lifnei Zrika, B'chol, B'seder, but even Lifnei Zrika, as it relates to the Karis and the Chanami, that has to be the drasha that the Gemara brings, the Menachos Chafayim and Beis. But when it comes to the Azara of Tumas Basar, counterintuitively, this is very counterintuitive, that is Tali in the chorus of Tumas Agov. You know why? Because the Torah put the two together. Right? Why is it counterintuitive? The Azara of Tumas HaGuf is not totally in the chorus of Tumas HaGuf, because they're in two completely different parashiyas in the Torah. But the Azara of Tumas Basar is totally in the chorus of Tumas HaGuf. Funny, but that's the way it comes out. Because those are two psukim that are mentioned in succession. One is Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yutes, and the other is Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chaf. It's two psukim, one after another. The male, they're going to be Tali Zabazah, and even Reish Lakish is going to be Maida, the Tali Zabazah. Zokhtarava, over here, Kuli Alma Maidi, everyone's going to be Maida. This is going to be Malkus. But the Gemara asks, the Omar, Mar, Vahabas of the Rabbis, it's Vilavaina. How could you tell me that there's no Malkus, that everyone's Maida, there's no Malkus? If Reish Lakish is Maida, there's no Malkus when it comes to the Basar, which is Tameh Lifnei Zrika. But we have the drasha that the Gemara brought earlier. This was Abaye's big vart. Vahabasar, from Vahabasar we learn, the Rabbis, Eitz of Levina. To be Marba, Eitz of Levina. In other words, if somebody would eat Eitz of Levina, that is Tameh, the halach is he would be over the lav. So how could it be that if you eat the Eitz of Levina, you're going to be over the lav? Yet, if you eat Basar, Kachin, Lifnei, Zrika, you're not going to be over the lav. The Gemara holds, it doesn't seem to shtem, but the Gemara says, no, it does shtem. The case of when a person would be chayef for eating Eitzim v'levoyna, that's tamei, is if the Eitzim v'levoyna were neskadish b'kli. Okay, the nasa kemisha karvu kamatirav. And in the event that they're neskadish b'kli, it's the equivalent thereof to Basar Kachin, for example, where you were makriv all the matirim, where you did the shechita, you did the kabbalah, you did the ilacha, the smrika, the tanan, because we learned in the Mishnah, kol sheyesh lamatirin, any type of kachin that could be eaten, that has matirin, so the halacha is mishikarvu matirav. Then, so Rashi explains, that then the halacha is that if someone is tummy and he eats it, he would get the chi of karas, once all the matirim were already brought. But kosher in the matirim, if you have something that could be eaten, but it's not a dava sheyesh le matirim, right? There's nothing that was done to be matirim. So when is it that the halach is that if someone's tameh, betumas hagof, and he eats it, he's going to be chi of karas, mishakidish bekli. That's something that would happen once it's niskadish bekli. The point is that when we say the habas of the rabbis eitzim v'levoina, it's talking about where the eitzim v'levoina was already niskadish bekli. Being that it's niskadish bekli, therefore it's considered that it was covered matirov. Therefore, and here is the punchline. Therefore, if someone who's tame would eat it, he would be chayef karas. So it's for that reason that the halach is if it itself is tame and a tar would eat it, he would be chayef malchus. In other words, Rav is saying, I don't know what your grace of kasha is. What's your kasha? You have like this hergish kasha. How could it be v'abasa l'rabbis eitzim v'levoina? Yet when it comes to basa lifnei zrika, the halach is everyone I hold is going to be Maida, you're not going to get Malkus. It's very simple. Eitzim v'levoina, a shayach to Karis, as opposed to Basel Lifnei Zrika, is not shayach to Karis. When is Eitzim v'levoina shayach to Karis? Bishakar v'matirav. That's the, or if there's no matirin, right? Bishak Kiddush v'kli. So once it's Kiddush v'kli, at that point it's shayach to Karis. And being that it's shayach to Karis, this is the rule. The rule is wherever you shayach to Karis, you're going to be shayach to Razara. So it's true. Yeah, it feels a little incongruous. How is it possible that Eitzim v'levoina, Dalach is, should have Malkus, but Basel Lifnei Zrika not? The Teretz is, you're right, you want to know which is more shayich to being Roy Lachila? Of course, Basel Lifnei Zrika is more shayich to be Roy Lachila. But that's not the Vark. I hold that the Azara is totally in the Karis. And being that the Azara is totally in the Karis, by Eitz of Levine, it's shayich to Karis. Where's the shayich to Karis? Mishakidish Bekli, based on a Mishnah, that Kol She'in Le'matir, Mishakidish Bekli, at that point, the Halach is, you're going to be shayich to Karis, Tumas Agof, oh, Shaykh to Karis, and Mela, you're going to be Shaykh to the Lav, you're going to be Shaykh to the Azara of the Habas, Ashayiga, Bechal Tamil Yach, Eshisar, Vabas of the Rabbis, even Eitzim of the Vaina. But as it relates to Basar, Kachem, Lifnei, Zrika, over there is no situation ever where if someone's tummy, but Tumas Agof, and he eats that Basar, the Allah says he's going to be Chayef Karis, and if there's never a situation where he'd be Chayef Karis, then there can't ever be a situation where there is going to be a Malkus exhale. Either way, so really, this concludes the first part of the daf, which was very much a continuation of the previous daf, what we saw in today's daf is, number one, a third drasha that Reish Lakish has from B'chol Kodesh Leisiga. Number one, someone that's Tomei, B'tumas Haguf, an Azor, he's not letting touch it. We know Karas, but this is the Azor. Number two, he's not even allowed to touch it. Number three, even Lifnei Zrika, it's going to be a problem. As it relates to Lifnei Zrika, we saw that's Shitas Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan very much argues. At the core, it seems the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is related to what the makor is to the Azara for any person that's Tamei B'tumas Haguf to eat kachem. Reish Lakish L'shitasei, who learned it from B'chol Kodesh Loisigas, he darshan B'chol to be marba afilu Lifnei Zrika. Rabbi Yochanan, who learned it Asim Tumasi Tumasi, he very much learned it from the Karis. I mean that the Karis, the Gemara Menachas Chafei Amid Bey says, is only true when you could be Mekayim the Pasik of Kol Tahar Yoichal Basar. So, Lifnei Zrika, where a Tahar is not allowed to eat the Basar, it's not going to be negate. But either way, that's the Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish regarding someone that's Tomei, who eats Basar Kachon, Lifnei Zrika, is there Azar, is there not an Azar? Then we saw a big Machloikis, Abaye Virava. Clearly, the Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish was talking about somebody who's Tomei, but Thomas Aguf, he ate Basar Kachon, Lifnei Zrika. What would be if it was the other form of Tumas Kadashav, where somebody was Tahar, he ate Kachim that was Tameh, and it was Lifnei Zrika? What would be the halacha over there? And Abaye V'Rava, like they so often do, saw it completely differently. According to Abaye, in that case, what do you mean? Everyone's going to hold that you're going to get Malkus. I don't see here why you shouldn't get Malkus. You don't have Rabbi Yochanan Shtikl Torah Vasi Tumasi Tumasi from Tony Bardla. And not only that, the Habasal, the Rabbi says Eitzav Elavayna. So if Eitzav Elavayna, the Abnei Achila, certainly Basal, if Nei Rava said just the opposite. Rava said, I think here even Reish Lakish is going to hold that the Lav is going to be Tali in the Karas. Reish Lakish holds the Lav, the Azara of Tumas Aguf is not Tali in the Karas of Tumas Aguf. But count counterintuitively, the Azar of Tumas Basar is totally in the chorus of Tumas Haguf. Half of a fell, just based on the limud. I've Habasar, the rabbis, whatever. I hear this has a chorus, and this doesn't have a chorus. Either way, that concludes the first part of the daf. We have a lot more daf to learn, says the Gemara Itmar. Another machlik is Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. If somebody would be Mala, Evari Behemet Me'al Gam Mizbeach. This is very interesting. So first of all, what does Behemet Me'ah here mean? It does not mean what it meant in the previous sugya. We can breathe. What it means is a non-kosher animal. Rashi gives two examples. One example is a horse. The other example is a camel. So if somebody would take a horse or a camel and put it on the Mizbech. Now, he didn't just put it on the Mizbech. He was makter it. He literally put it into the fire of the Mizbech. So now what? He clearly did something he wasn't supposed to do, right? I mean, that goes without say. The question is, what exactly are the repercussions? Hamalo evare behemet meya al gabi ha-mizbech. Reish Lakish amaloika Rabbi Yochanan amar enu. Reish Lakish says you get malchus, Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get malchus. Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish amaloika. Reish Lakish says you get malchus, Torah and Tmei Olot. You know why? Because the Torah says very clearly what type of animals you're supposed to put on the Mizbech. It says min ha-bokar, u-min ha-tzoy. Right, there were three animals that one was allowed to put on the Mizbech. You're allowed to put an ox on the Mizbech, you're allowed to put a sheep on the Mizbech, and you're allowed to put a goat on the Mizbech. Sometimes male, sometimes female. Shor, oy kesef, oy eis, right? Those are the three animals that one was allowed to put on the Mizbech. Now, the Torah says clearly, minatzoin, minatbokar, right? Torah tells you what to put on the Mizbech. So says Reish Lakish, that being that the Torah tells you what to put on the Mizbech, from there, I could do very easy back of the envelope arithmetic. I could say, one second, I'm allowed to put an ox, I could put a sheep, I could put a goat. Clearly, I can't put a horse or a camel, right? So, by the Torah telling you what you can do, the Torah also told you what you cannot do. And Reish Lakish holds that v'lav haba mechlal asei loikano, that if the Torah tells you what you can't do, even if the Torah doesn't tell you explicitly, the Torah doesn't say thou shall not x, y, z. The Torah says what you should do, and mechlal that I know what I shouldn't do, that's as if the Torah would have said specifically don't do it, and you're going to get malchus. Reish Lakish ain't loikano, Reish Lakish says you don't get malchus, and the reason is lav haba mechlal asei ain't loikano. If the Torah tells you thou shall not do it, so yeah, of course, then you can't do it. And if you do it, you're going to get malchus. But if the Torah didn't say mefurish, you can't do it. The Torah just said, do this. And from there, I know you can't do that. Your sparring is accurate. But at the same time, for malchus, you're not going to get malchus. In other words, if you hit the pause button right now, it sounds like the Gemara was just mefarish this machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish hamale evari behemet me'al gabim mizbech loike enu loike as a very global machloikis, a machloikis that has international ramifications. Meaning, there's a lot of lava ba michlal aseis in the Torah. Sounds like Rish Lakish Shita is lava ba michlal aseis loikin olav. Rabbi Yochanan Shita is lava ba michlal aseis ain't loikin olav. Now, we're knee deep into that Yomi Machzor, right? It sounds like a huge chiddush that anybody in the world would hold that a lava ba michlal aseis loikin olav, and the Gemara is going to jump on it right away. Basically, Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya asked the Kasha. The Pasuk says, Oysa toichelu. Now the context is kosher animals. Koma freses parse v'sheisas shesa proses malos ger bebeimo oysa toichelu. Right? There's certain simonim that make an animal kosher, and if you can meet those simonim, then you'll have to go ahead and you'll have to eat that animal. Says the Braisa, oysa toichelu v'lo beimet meya. Dafka if it has the simonim of a kosher animal, you'll have to eat it. But if it doesn't, then you're not allowed to eat it. The lava ba michlal aseh. As a shayla, if this line is part of the brisa or it's not part of the brisa, but either way, let's say it's part of the brisa. V'lava ba michal asnei aseh, and being that you have a lava ba michal aseh, you should know that in the event that you would go now and you would eat an animal that doesn't meet the kosher simanim, you'd be over and aseh. Rashi brings the hemshich of the brisa. So whether you goyris this or not goyris this, either way, there's a checkmate from the Braisa. Because the Braisa continues and says, but loisa se minai. How do you know you'd even be over a loisa se for eating this non-kosher animal? Talmud loimar, it says, ach eze loy toichelu. So the Torah says, oisa toichelu. And then the Torah says, well, you're not allowed to eat. And from the fact that the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat, oh, from there I know Allah. But either way, it's mefurish, says Rabbi Yirmiya, that lava ba michal ase is not a loisa se, it's an ase. Either it says a mefurish, lava ba michal ase ase. And regardless, from the hemshech of the Braisa, it's for sure mefurish. So you see clearly, lava ba michal aseh is merely an aseh. How could Rish Lakish's shita be in kol haTorah kula that lava ba michal aseh is a lois aseh? You like an olive, can't be the such a shita, says the Gemara. So really, Rabbi Yirmiya was struggling. He couldn't figure out, like, what's going on over here. Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, if someone's mali evari behemet meh, you get malchus, or you don't get malchus. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, you're not allowed to take a behemet meh and put it on the mizbech. There's no such pasuk anywhere in the Torah. Elamai Rish Lakish, holds lava ba michal aseh loikin olav. It's connected to Braisa. There's no way in the world this is the way that it could be. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Yaakov, the Rav Yirmiya bat Tachlifa. So Rav Yaakov told Rav Yirmiya bat Tichla, Azbra Lecha. Let me explain to you what's going on over here. In a case where somebody took a varim of a behemet meya, of a horse, of a camel, and he put it on the Mizbech, everybody would agree that what? That there's no Malkus. Why? Because all it is a lava bom michal aseh, and lava bom michal aseh is an aseh. Keep pli, what's the machloikis? Bechaya. The machloikis is what it would be if somebody would take a chaya, a kosher animal, but not a behema variety, a chaya variety. What would be the halacha over there? That was what Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish were arguing. And by the way, the two shitas, the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan and the opinion of Rish Lakish, were different than the way it had been presented earlier. Meaning, the initial presentation of this machlekes was, if someone's mali evari behemet tmei al gabim is bech. And what were the two shitas? Rish Lakish says, like, Rabbi Yochanan says, ain't it like. Says Rabbi Yaakov, that Azbro Lachal, let me explain to you what's going on here. Number one, that's not what they're arguing about. They're arguing about if somebody takes a chaya tahira and puts it on the mizrach, that's Tzmer Shnitz. And even the two shitas of what Rabbi Yochanan said and Rish Lakish said are different. So the only thing really you got right is that it's Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and it's discussing some sort of halah al gabi mizbech that you weren't supposed to do. But everything else, just delete from your memory because you got it all wrong. Okay, so what is the machloikis? The machloikis is if somebody was mala a chaya on the Mizbeach, Achi Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Oiver Baseh, you'd be Oiver Baseh. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish holds, Einoi Oiver Bevaloi Klom. You're not going to be Oiver anything. Rabbi Yochanan, Oiver Baseh, Rabbi Yochanan says, you're Oiver Baseh, Behema in Chayalot. Because the Torah says what you're supposed to do. Menat Behema, Menat Soy, Menat Bog. Okay, so if you do anything else, then you're Oiver in Aseh. Right, just like if someone's Maila Behema Tmeya, you're Oiver Baseh. If someone's Maila Chayot Torah, you're also Oiver Baseh. The Torah said what you're supposed to bring. And the Torah said very clearly, not behem. So if you're going to go ahead and you're going to bring a chaya, then you're doing the wrong thing. Rish Lakish, Omer, Rish Lakish says, Enei over Allah b'v'loi klom. Rish Lakish says, you're not going to be over anything, because ahu l'mitzvah. Even though the Torah says, bring a behema. And not just that, minat bokeh, minat tzoyin, right, shoy. But that's only the mitzvah. And the way Rashi explains it, behema mitzvah lahakriv, v'chaya rishos. If you want to bring a chaya, you can go ahead and you can bring a chaya. This is Shitas Rish Lakish. Wow. And that is what's going on over here. There's no Reish Lakish global shita lava blah michal aseh is a lav loikinov zhdas hashita. We know that Reish Lakish hashita is that the Torah said lemitzvah these are the. But if you decided you want to bring a tzvi, let's say a hash, right? That's a chaya tahira. So if you want to do something like that, adarava, this is something that you'd be allowed to do. But the Gemara says we can't take this. Sitting down, right? That's the kasha from a brayza. Ilu nemar korban l'Hashem behema. Had the Torah said korban l'Hashem behema when it mentioned what could be put on the mizbech, I would have thought chaya b'chal behema. I would have thought that included in the word behema is a chaya ke'inyan shenemar, like you find elsewhere. The Torah says zoisa behema asher toy chelu shor seik savim v'sei izin. And then the pasuk says, "Ayel utzvi v'yachmer v'akli v'dishoin usoy v'zemen." Right, and this is the pasuk that teaches us this rule in Shas that chay b'chal behema, because the pasuk begins zoyis behema, and then it lists some chayas as well. So you see that a chay is included in behema. So it says the braisa, ilu nemar korban l'Hashem behema. I would have thought chay is included. Talmud Lomer, it's for that reason the Torah says bakar v'tzoyin. And we learn from there, Bakr Vetzoyin Amarti Lecha, Veloi Chaya, Dafka Bakr Vetzoyin as opposed to Chaya. I mean, had it always said Behema, you would have thought Chaya as well. But once we start getting already nuance, a Bakr and a Tzoyin, so from there I know that it's Dafka Bakr Vetzoyin as opposed to a Chaya. Yachal, I would have thought Lo Yavi. I would have thought that Lechatchila, you shouldn't bring a Chaya, Abavim Hevi Kasher. But let's say you went ahead and you brought a Chaya, it's going to be okay. And by the way, let me explain to you the methodology of why I would think it's okay. I can explain it with a mushel, says the Braisa. You know what? It's comparable to the Talmud Shamalei Rabbi, a Talmud whose Rebbe told him, Havi li chitim, please bring me chitim. Havi li chitim v'sairim. And he was a good Talmud. He said, I'm not just going to bring you chitim, I'm going to bring you sairim as well. She'inim maver al dvarav. This person is not like someone who violated his Rebbe. To the contrary, elamaisiv al dvarav. V'kosher, meaning it's amazing what he did. So really, says the Braisa that had it said Karban Lashem Behema, I would have thought Chaya is Bechlal Behema. Talmud Loimar Bakar Vitzoin, and we learn from there Bakar Vitzoin Amar Dilacha, Veloi Chaya. Now, says the Braisa Vaita, I would have thought that really Veloi Chaya means that it's not what you're supposed to do, but if you did it, it's okay. Meaning, when the Rebbe told the Talmud, bring me chitim, if he would bring him sairim, it wouldn't be okay. But if you bring him chitim and sairim, then it'd be good. So you would think maybe, even though, yeah, the Torah says bakar v'tzayin, but that just means you have to bring, if so you have to bring an oil, you have to bring a bakar v'tzayin. But let's say you decide you want to bring a bakar and a tzayin and another kosher animal, which is a chaya, maybe that would be okay. Talmud Loimar, the Braisa continues and says, it says Bakar Vitzayin a second time. And from the fact that it says Bakar Vitzayin a second time, you learn Bakar Vitzayin a Marti Lecha, the Loi Chaya. It has to be Dafka Bakar Vitzayin. What does it mean it says Bakar Vitzayin a second time? Because that's the rule in Kachem. Shina HaKasav L'Akiv. Anytime it says something once, it's preferable. If it says it twice, it's 100% ma'akev. And you want me to explain to you what it means le'ikuva with a mashal? Same mashal. L'maza doim l'tamad sh'abalei rabbi. A Talmud whose Rebbe told him, atavi li elo chitin, only chitin. Oh, only chitin. Then behevi li chitin v'sayru, sh'edi k'maysev al-dvar, that he's not being a maysev, elo k'mavra al-dvarav, upasol. And as a result, this is going to be a problem. But the bottom line is, what do you see in this braisa? This is a very straightforward braisa. The braisa says that from the fact that it says bakar v'tzoyin twice, we learn from there bakar v'tzoyin amarti l'cha shina kasav l'akiv. But if you're going to go ahead and you're going to bring a chaya, it's not going to be okay. And if that's the case, says the Gemara tyufta d'Reish Lakish tyufta. This is a checkmate on Reish Lakish. So inasmuch as Reish Lakish seemed to be of the opinion that if you want to bring a chaya on the mizbeach, that's something that's okay. Reish Lakish, by the way, lived well after Churban Beis Hamikdash. This wasn't lemaisa ever in Reish Lakish's world, but this seemed to be his opinion. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says tyufta d'Reish Lakish tyufta. I think it's kedai for 1 second to do a high-level Klali Ashas recap on this Gemara. Right, let's just think about what the Gemara did. The Gemara had a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And we know that even though Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are not Tanoim, but they're the next best thing, right? And sometimes you could have a whole sugya and a big machlokes amayram trying to figure out what Rabbi Yochanan held, Rabbi Reish Lakish held. Almost like it's a machlokes remain Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, or Beishame and Beisilu even, right? Sometimes that's the way the Gemara treats Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So there was a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish that was presented to the later amayram that involved someone who did a haktara that he wasn't supposed to do, right? That we know for sure is what was going on over here. And it was ambiguous to some degree what exactly they were arguing about, I mean, what the exact case was, and even what Reish Lakish Neshita and where Rabbi Yochanan Neshita was. Initially, the Chacham seemed to think that they were arguing about someone who would take a non-kosher animal and be makdir on the Mizbech. And that the two Shitas were that Reish Lakish holds, you get Malkus, and Rabbi Yochanan holds, you don't get Malkus. The Gemara said it can't be, because there's no way in the world anybody holds it you're going to get Malkus for doing this, because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, thou shalt not do it, right? All you have is a lava ba michal asay. To tell me Reish Lakish holds lava ba michal asay is a loisa say, I'm not comfortable with that. So the Gemara rejected that. So then the Gemara took another stab at it, and the Gemara said that must be the machloikis is something else. They're arguing if somebody would take a kosher animal, albeit a chaya, that really is not mentioned anywhere as something that you're allowed to put on the Mizbech. You would go ahead and you would be Maila that now on the Mizbech. Again, a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. What are the two opinions? The two opinions are, is it going to be an asay, or is it going to be even mutter? Rabbi Yochanan holds it's an asay, Reish Lakish holds mutter. Now here, no one's going to say you're going to get Malkus, because we already addressed that in the previous Gemara. It doesn't say anywhere, thou shalt not do it. It says, Minabaka, Minatzoy, again, Minabaka, again, Minatzoy. Right, at most you have multiple mentions of Minabaka, Minatzoy. But as it relates to a lav, it's a lav abom michal asay, and we already came out, lav abom michal asay is asay. So the two opinions have to be different as well. So what are the two opinions? One opinion is an asay, the other opinion is that it's going to be mutter. Then the Gemara asked the Kasha, and the Gemara came out, Tiyufta the Reish Lakish. Notice, the first time the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Gemara knocked out the whole Havana of the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The second time the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Gemara didn't knock out the understanding of the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Gemara just said, Reish Lakish is wrong. Tiyofta the Reish Lakish, tiyofta. Right, the first Meisavei, in the first Lishon of the Gemara, obviously we have something wrong over here, because there's no way in the world that that could be the Machlokes here. So we have to go back to the drawing board, literally, and figure out what the Machlokes is. Then the Gemara comes out, figures out what the Machlokes is, has another Kasha, again on Reish Lakish, and now the Gemara says, you know, at least I can breathe. This is the Machlokes. Oh, but Tiyofta the Reish Lakish, tiyofta. I mean, not all kashas, not all tuftas are even on the same level. You have the first kasha that the Gemara asked wasn't even satisfied. You can't just say tufta the Reish Lakish. Obviously, we have to go back to the drawing board. We got the whole thing wrong. We have to tear up our understanding of the machlokes and start from scratch. The second kasha the Gemara could at least live with. It's a tufta the Reish Lakish, but not to the degree that we have to go ahead and tear up our understanding of the machlokes and revisit, maybe come up with a 3.0 version of what the machlokes might be. Either way, I thought that was interesting. Regardless, moving along. So the Mishnah had said, v'kulon shekiblu v'kulon. So I would say XL, but really I think we have to inhale because we're returning to our regular program and is getting back into the sugyas of real kachim. So the Mishnah had said on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, right? The Mishnah began 5 lines from the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. It went to the top of Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. And the part of the Mishnah we need is V'kulon Shekiblu Asadam. V'kulon meaning any person that's possible, anyone that's not allowed to do the Avodah, that would do Kabbalah, and he would do the Kabbalah with a machshav of chutzal zman and chutzal mkoymoy. So then the halach is, im yesh dam anefesh, if there's any leftover dam, yachza kosh v'yekabal, a kosher person could go and he could do another Kabbalah, it's going to be okay. So again, the case is a little bit tricky. We're dealing with somebody that was posel. He's not allowed to do the avodah. And he did it anyways. He did it with a machshav of chutzal zman and chutzal mkoymoy. Avodah that he did was Kabbalah, right? So then the halach is if there's leftover dam, a kosher person can go and do a Kabbalah. You see a few things in this mission. Number one, if someone that is not allowed to do Kabbalah does Kabbalah, it doesn't render the carbon possible. You can have a kosher person go and do a proper Kabbalah. Everything is going to be okay, right? If somebody would do a Kabbalah with a machshav of chutz lizman and chutz mkoymai, the machsheves pigel would knock out the entire carbon. And now, if you wanted to go and do a kosher Kabbalah, it's way too late. What the Mishnah is saying is a geshmak azach. The Mishnah is saying that if someone is posel and he does the Kabbalah with a machshav of chutz lizman and chutz mkoymai, then the halach is you could do another Kabbalah. He did the Kabbalah with a machshav of chutz lizman and chutz mkoymai. Shouldn't that whack out the whole carbon? The answer is no, because his machshav of chutz lizman and chutz mkoymai is not a machshava chutz lizman and chutz mkoymai that we need to reckon with, and the reason is because he was posel. So because he's posel, the carbon ends up benefiting, right? A kosher that does a Kabbalah with a machshava chutzazman and chutzam kaimai, the whole carbon is going to be pasul. A pasul that does a Kabbalah with machshava chutzazman and chutzam kaimai, well, his machshava is not a machshava because the whole avoida was pasul. So it's not considered an avoida that was done with chutzazman and chutzam kaimai to render the whole carbon pasul. What it is a carbon that was done with a Kabbalah that was done by someone that's not allowed to do the Kabbalah. But here's the good news. Yachzar kashavi kabbal. Just because someone that was not allowed to do the Kabbalah did the Kabbalah, that doesn't mean that the entire carbon is going to be pasul. Zok to Gemara. Bayimine Reish Lakish me Rabbi Yochanan. And these next 10 or so lines are lamdish. So Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, pasul, someone that's pasul, maushe yasa shirayim. Does he create shirayim or does he not create shirayim? So Rashi does a lot of talking here. Bekitzer l'shoine, right? Not bekamus, but be'echos. But the synopsis of the way the Achronim understand Shitas Rashi is as follows. The halacha is, if a kohen does a zrika, any leftover dam is considered shirayim. Truth is, let's do a slightly longer introduction. Not long, but longer. If a kohen does a zrika, so the Torah says, any dam that's left over in the kohes that he did the Kabbalah with, from which he's now doing the Zrika, it's known as Shirayim. What's the halacha with Shirayim? You pour it on the Yesoid of the Mizbeach, right? That's called Shvichat Shirayim. What about the dam that's left inside the actual animal? Right? There's still dam potentially in the Tzavra Behema. What about that? That dam is also referred to sometimes as Shirayim, as it is in our Sugya. It's more popularly referred to as just the dam that's in the Tzavra Behema. And in Halacha, it's called Dichoy or Dachoy, meaning this dam at this point can't be used anymore, right? You're not going to use it again. It's done. So what they used to do with the dam is they would pour it into the stream of water, the Amas HaMayim that flowed through the Azara, which used to empty into Nachal Kidron. And that's what happened with that dam. So really, if you think about it, every time there was a zrika done, there were two categories of shirayim. There's the leftover blood inside the kais, and then there's the leftover blood inside the behem. The blood that's left in the kais gets poured on the mizbeach, shvichas hayisoid, and the blood that's left over in the animal that gets poured into the amma and eventually gets, you know, swept away outside of the azara into Nachal Kidron. Rish Lakish goes to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan. He says, I have a shayla. What would be if someone that was not allowed to do a zrika, did a zrika. Apostle went ahead and he did a zrika. What happens now to the dam that's left over in the behem? Is that dam dachui now? It's quote-unquote shirayim, where it has to be poured into the amma and swept into Nachal Kidron? Or maybe yachzer kashavi kabbal. If you want to go ahead now and do a new kabbal and a new zrika, maybe that's going to be okay. In other words, as it relates to a pasul doing a Kabbalah, we know that Allah is Yachzar Kashav Yikabbalah. We just saw it from the Mishnah. So for sure you could do another Kabbalah. But maybe Zrika is different. And the reason maybe Zrika is different is because once the pasul does a Zrika, so what he does is he creates a Metzius that all the other Dam is Shirayim. Once that Dam is Shirayim, you can't take Shirayim and put it on the Mizbeach and do a Zrika with it. So I know if you do a Kabbalah, the Etzim Avidas, a Kabbalah of a pasul, doesn't make the carbon pasul. But the Zrika could be gives that dam a shem shirayim. And once it's shirayim, at that point, I can't do zrika with shirayim. That was Rish Lakish's shayla. So Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, what's the halacha with the dam that's in the sun? Now Rashi goes way out of his way, and we'll see about this briefly in the raid. It's not going to be time for a full raid, but we'll see about this briefly in the raid. That we're handling the dam that's in the Tzavra Behema. We're talking not about the dam that's in the kais. Rashi says we're dealing with the dam that's in the Tzavra Behema. And Rish Lakish wanted to know that dam. Maushi yasa shirayim. Amalei he told him, no. Ein oisa shirayim elo chutzlas manoi v'chutzlam kaimai. The only time there's a situation where a zrika psula could be oisa shirayim is if the psul was chutzlas manoi or chutzlam kaimai. Meaning it was machsheves pigul. And the reason is hayulu miratza lepigula. Because we know the halacha is karatzas pasul, kacharatzas kasha, right? We've seen that already. The only time that carbon could become pigul with regards to the chi of karis of pigul is in the event that you did a shchita kabbalah ilacha zrika. So there, the zrika psula actually is doing something. what's it doing? It's creating the metzias of pigle, because he can't have pigle unless he had a zrika. So azaz sor zrika, that's miratza lipigula. Even though it's possible, it's oisa shirai. But every other zrika, the halacha is it's ein oisa shirayim. And just like if you do a kabbalah psula yachsa kosher v'yakabel after the zrika yachsa kosher v'yakabel, that's going to be okay as well. Reb Zvid masni hachi. Reb Zvid had a different version of what Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechon. By me, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon. Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechon a kais puzzle. Mal she yachsa shirayim. So the question was similar, but not the same. The question was a more specific question. What would be if you had dam that was nifsel b'yotze? So a koyin kosher did a kabbalah, and then the dam left the azar, and then it was brought back in, and zrika was done. And Shlokish turns to Rabbi Yochanan. A zrika that was done by a koyin that's kosher with machshavos tahiros, but the dam that was nifsel b'yotze. Does that zrika create shirayim again for the dam that's in the tzavra behema, or does it not create shirayim? This was what Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan in version 2.0 of this shaila. Right, in the first version, he wanted to know in general, pasul mal sheyasa shirayim. Here he wants to know, kois pasul mal sheyasa shirayim. What would be where the dam itself became nifsel, let's say, biyotze, right? So would it be oise shirayim ena? So Amalei, in this version, Rabbi Yochanan turns to Rish Lakish and says, pasul gufe mai sfir l'cha. What do you hold as it relates to, right, the version 1.0? What do you hold regarding pasul oise shirayim? If pasul mash v'shirayim, if you hold this mash v'shirayim, then kois pasul nami mash v'shirayim. Now I don't see why this would be different. And if you're possible, then master shirayim. Well, kais possible, not really master shirayim. This wouldn't be yotze shirayim either. So the Gemara doesn't really explain the shak of Ataya, but Rabbi Yochanan tells Reish Lakish, I don't see why there would be any difference between possible being yotze shirayim or kais possible being yotze shirayim. Another shayla. Rabbi Yirmi midifti mas nihachi. By minei abay me rabo. Abay asks rabo. So not Reish Lakish is asking Rabbi Yochanan, but rather Abay is asking his Rebbe. Rabbo, kois mau sheyasa es chaveroi dochoi oisharayim. So he just said that after the kohen did the zrika, so all the leftover dam on some level becomes shirayim. But at the same time, there's the dam that's left in the kois, and then there's the dam that's left in the tzav rabbeim. The dam that's left in the kois is a mitzvah of shvicha shirayim. The dam that's left inside the tzav rabbeim, that was poured into the am. So Abaya asks Rabbo, what would be if a kohen did kabbalah, and he did kabbalah not in one kais, but in two kaises, he does the zrika now from one kais. That's pashit. That any dam that's left over in that kais, shvicha shirei. That's also pashit. That any dam that's left in the tzavra behema, you pour to the amo, what the Gemara refers to as being dochoy. But he wanted to know, what about the dam that's in the other kais? Is that shirayim, it gets poured on the yusayin? Or is that dochoy, it gets poured in the amo? Kais, where the zrika was done from one kais, mao sheyas has chaveh. What does it do with regards to the other kais? Dochoy oish ma'amalei. So Rabbah told Abaya, pluk to the Rabbi Lazar v'Reb Shimon. It's an often a machloikis tanoyin. It's a machloikis Rabbi Lazar, v'Reb Shimon, and the Rabbanon, and that machloikis is mentioned in a braisa, and the braisa is going to take us all the way to the two dots. And you learn to the braisa. L'maylohu oimer, earlier in the parsha of the chatos, that's what's going on over here, it says, and more specifically Rashi says, we're talking about the chatos that the Nasi used to bring, right, of Hoiri's fame. So in the parsha of the Sar Nasi, it says, es domoy yishpoich. L'matahu oimer, lower in the parsha, meaning also in the parsha of the chatas, but this is talking about the chatas yachid, who oimer et snez ve'es kol damo yishpoich. So one place the Torah says, es damo yishpoich, to the yisoid, shvich hashirayim, and the other place it doesn't just say es damo, but it says es kol damo. Says the braiso, minay lechatos shgibal damo barber koyisoyz, v'nosam atan achas mizeh, umatan achas mizeh, shakulin nishbachin liyisoid. How do you know that if a korban chatas, the Kabbalah was done in four koisois, and then the Koyin did one of the four matanois from one kois, another from another kois, a third from a third kois, and a fourth from the fourth kois. How do you know that all four of these koises now have to go to the Yisoid? Talmud loy maris nezves, kol dama yishpoich, kol dama, all the dam, meaning four koises, all of it ends up on the Yisoid. Yochel nosen arba matanois min kois echad, you kulon nishpoch in the Yisoid. You would think that if the Kohen did the Kabbalah in four Kaises, but he did this Zrika all from one Kais, it would be the same thing. Talmud Loimar, it says, Ve'ez Domoy, not Kol Domoy. Okay, so what does that mean? Who? The Kais that you did the Zrika from, Nishbach Liyasai, Ve'hein, and the other Kaises, Nishbach Lama, they get poured into the so the Tanakam, and this Brisa says very gishmak. I have a stira, a very subtle stira, in the parasha of Shvich HaShirayim. One parasha regarding the Chatos says Domoy, and the other one says Kol Domoy. So is it Domoy, is it Kol Domoy? So it's very simple. It depends. if you did the zrika from all the dam, then all the dam ends up in the yisai. If you did the zrika from one kais, even if you were mekabel four kaises, it doesn't matter. Only that one is going to end up being poured onto the yisai. It's going to be dama. It's not going to be kalim. Rabbi Reb Shimon Noyim, Rabbi Shimon Argus. He says, "Menat chadash kibud dama ba'arba kaisos v'nasan dalam atonis mi kais echad." How do you know if the kabbalah was done with four kaises, but the zrika was done only from one kais? Shakul and Shbachan. He said that they all got poured into the yisai. Tamalim. It says, "Ves kol dama yishpach." Ves kol dama yishpach. Teaches me that if you did a Kabbalah with four kaisos, even if you did the Zrika from only one of the four kaisos, the halach is all four of the kaisos end up getting poured down the aside. Meaning, even though the Zrika was only done from one, all of them get poured. I freak the Braisa, fuck Siv, Ves Dama Yishpach, right? This is Akasha. It says, Ves Dama Yishpach, and Ves Dama Yishpach is mashma, that not all of it gets poured out. I'm Ravashi. Ravashi said, what's the Kasha? That means we didn't do the Kabbalah. Meaning, any dam that's left in the Tzavra Behema, for sure that's not going to be poured down. And that's why the Torah hints to that when it says, Ves Dama Yishpach. But if you would do the Kabbalah in four kaisas, even if the zrika was only done in one of those four kaisas, the halacha is that all four of those kaisas would end up being poured down. Again, we have a steer in the parish of Chatas. Kolaymar steer. Ves damay yishpeich, ves kol damay yishpeich. How do you reconcile this contradiction? The Rabbanon say that any kais from which you did a zrika, that's yishpeich. Any kais, even if you were mekabel, but if you didn't do a zrika from it, that's not yishpach. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says, no. Once you do a kabbalah on this dam, even if you didn't do a zrika from that kais from where you did the kabbalah, that lach is going to be yishpach. When then is it not called dama yishpach? Any dam that's left over in the Tzavra Behema, which we already knew. But the bottom line is, Abaya turns to Rabbi, and he says, what would be if the kohen did a kabbalah with two kaises, and he did a zrika only from one? The other kais, what do you do with it? Is that treated like the kais from which you did the zrika and you do a shvicha shirayim? Or is that treated like dam that was left in the Tzavra Behema where you pour it into the Amma? Said, Rabbi, it's a mefurisha, braisa, it's machloikis between Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the chacham. We're going to make haschala on the next gemara. So going back to the Mishnah, on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, so the Mishnah said as follows, kibala kosher, the nasan l'pasol. If a kosher did a kabbalah, and then he handed the dam over to a pasol, Yachzal Kasha, give it back to the Kasha. I mean, this pasul can't do the Hailacha, he can't do the Zrika, but it's okay. Just because he held it for a minute, right, doesn't mean all is lost. You give it back to the Kasha and it's going to be okay. Kibo be a minoy, if the Kayan did the Kabbalah with his rechta hand, which is the way you're supposed to do it, v'nas on the smiley, and you put it into the infamous link hand, that's also not all is lost. Yachzal Yamina, just put it back into the rechta hand. Kiba be kli kodesh. What would be if the Kayan did a Kabbalah with a kli kodesh? V'nas on the kli chal, then he put it into a kli chal. Yachzal kli kodesh. It's fine, just put it into a kli kodesh. The gist of all three of the halachas is one and the same. And that is that if you do a proper Kabbalah, and then you put it into a situation that's not okay, as long as you farech that situation, everything's going to be okay. You gave it to a pasul, don't just give it back to a kach. You put it into the linkah, I can sit in the rechtah. And you put it into a klichah, no problem. Put it back into a klichah, right? This is going to be fine. But if you think about it, the Mishnah told me the same point three times, and that begs the question, and the question is, vitzricha, right, vitzricha is the teretz, but it's a kasha. Vitzricha, I need to tell me this halacha three times. He asked me an apostle. Had I only known the halacha that if a kasher does the kabbalah and then he gives it to an apostle, it's all good. Have I mean, I would have thought my apostle, tummy. I would have thought that maybe the apostle means a tummy. So why is the tummy different? The chazi lavoi das sibor. Because we know that a tummy is treated more leniently in kashen. In as much as, right, the whole first part of the daf karis, it's so bad when the tummy does the avoida. But at the same time, Tuma hutra betzibur, tuma tchuya betzibur. I mean that is chazid avoida sibur. That's always a huge leniency in the way we treat the kashrus of the avoida that's done by a tameh. So I would have thought you gave it to a tameh. Oh, being that this tameh is not so removed because of tuma hutra betzibur, tuma tchuya betzibur. So maybe in this case it's going to be okay. I will smile. But as it relates to putting in your left hand, you can never do the avoid in your left hand. It's not chazi l'avoid as sibor. So I would have thought if you put it in your left hand, that knocks out the whole avoid. Okay, so just tell me smile. I would have thought the islay achsher b'yom kippurim. There is a time that an avoid was done with the left hand. You know when the avoid was done with the left hand? On Yom Kippur. When on Yom Kippur, so Rashi says, when the Kohen Gadol would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Keteris, he would have the Machta in his right hand, and he would have the Kaf in his left hand. So I would have thought that being that you find that the left hand is kosher on Yom Kippurim, so maybe that's why if you put it in your left hand, it doesn't knock out all Avodah, because again, it's not the end of the world. Avol Kli Chayil, when can you ever do the Avodah with Kli Chayil? Like, if you ask me in Kli Chayil, just tell me Kli Chayil, I would have thought Mishum Dechazi L'Kedushinu, because a Kli Chayil, in as much as he can't do the Avodah with it, but you could always make it hektish, and once it's hektish, you'd be able to do, right? You can't make your left hand into your right hand. That's not possible. Right? Someone that's pasul, he's pasul. But something that's a kli chayil, you could always make it into a kli kodesh. So I would have thought it's not so far removed from the avoda. Maybe in that situation it's okay. Avol hanach, but the other ones, emaloi, maybe not tzricha. It's for that reason that I need it. A little bit more gemar. Says the Gemara, I have a fundamental problem. We know there's a psul in kachim that's called dachoy. What does dachoy mean? Dachoy means that if you have something in kachim that temporarily becomes pasul, even if the issue that made it pasul goes away, it remains pasul forever, right? It takes on a life of its own. It becomes dachoy. So something was pasul for whatever reason. That psul went away. Well, it's too late. Because once it became pasul, it's forever pasul. Now, there's a lot of shailas as it relates to dachoy. Dachoy meikar, right? A whole bunch of sugyas. But the Gemara's kasha, very high level, is, filahavalei dachoy. Why is it not dachoy? Why don't we say that when the kasha did the kabbalah and he gave it to the pasul, now the pasul's holding it. You can't do avoid it a second. You need to do a move in order to do the avoid. You're going to have to give it to a kasha. It's in your left hand? Well, you're going to have to put it into your right hand. It's in a kli chol? You're going to have to be makdish it or put it into a kli kodesh. You're going to have to do something, but at that second you were knocked out. So why don't we say it's a psul dachoy? Freik the Gemara of Lahavi dachoy. I'm only Rabbi the Rav Ashi. So Ravina told Rav Ashi, "Hachi, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti, Mishmei the Rava." I'll tell you what I heard from Yirmiyahu Midifti. He said it over in the name of the great Rava. Hamani, you want to know who the Tana of the Mishnah is? Chanan Amitzrihu. It's Chanan the Egyptian, the last late Tchuyin, who doesn't hold of the halacha of Tchuyin. I mean, you're right. You can't reconcile this Mishnah with the halacha of dachoy. But there is a shita. Chanan Amitzri doesn't hold of dachoy. Tanya, what's the makar to this? It's a brayso. Chanan Amitzri, Chanan Amitzri said, "Afilu dam bekoy." Even if you have the dam already in a kois, maybe chaveroi, you could bring another goat, umezavigloi, and you can make a shidduch, you can make a zivig with it. Now, what's this talking about? It's talking about the avodah that was done on Yom Kippur with the shnei seirim. One went Lashem, the other went Lazazel. And you had to have shnei seirim. So we're discussing what would be in the event that the dam was in a kois, right? You had the dam of the sar hanasa b'fnim inside a cup, and then the sar mishtalech died. So, the shaila, do I have to start all over again? Says Chana Mitzrina, just bring another goat, umezavigloi, and everything is going to be okay. Now, really, it's a very big chiddush. The reason it's a chiddush is because the minute the Sar Mishtalech dies, the dam that's inside the kois can't be spritzed on the mizbech. You have to have two serum. So, you're going to bring one. It's fine. But right now, yeah, but I'm going to correct it when I bring it. But that's dachoy. Once it's knocked out, it's knocked out. Chanan HaMitzri is clearly of the opinion that there's no such halacha of dechuyin. So said Rava, right, this is being presented to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi, who's the Sefer Rav of Talmud Bavli. So he's being fed this information and he's told, Hachi Yomai, Rabbi Yomi, Midifti, right, Mishmei de Rava. This is the way it is. That the time of the Mishnah must be Chanan HaMitzri, who holds afilu dam bekois mevi chaveru mezavigloi, clearly doesn't hold of dachi. Rav Ashi heard this, Rav Ashi said, I hear, but it's not mukhach. Rav Ashi himself said, kol shabiyot le'avi dachi. It could be this is not a dachi. It could be the only time there's a psul dachi is if it's not biyotcha to fix it. But if it's biyotcha to fix it, then there's no psul dachi. And over here it's biyotcha to fix it. All three scenarios you can fix, right? You can give it to the kosher, you can put it into your right hand, you can put it into a klisharis, or be makdish, the klichot, all three cases of the Mishnah, there's an etzah, that's why there's no problem of dachi. Amar Rav Shaya, you don't see this every day, Rav Shaya said, kavase de Rav Ashi, mistabra, I have a mistabra, like a raya to Rav Ashi, because man shamlet is le tchuyin, who is the Tana, or one of the Tanam that we know holds of tchuyin, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakh we learned in the Mishnah, for Oidam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda also said, Nishbach Adam, in the event that the dam of the Sar Lashem was Nishbach, Yomus HaMishtalech, you have to kill the Sar Mishtalech. Meaning, you can't, Nishbach Adam, the dam is possible, right? The Sar Mishtalech is fine, but you can't say, let me go bring the Sar Lashem and be Mezavik with the Sar Mishtalech, because it's Tachoy now. The Sar Mishtalech is Tachoy. Meis HaMishtalech, if the Mishtalech dies, you Shavik Adam, you have to get rid of the dam of the Sar Lashem, because now the Sar Lashem is Tachoy. Either way, Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds of Tchoyim, right? V'shaminaleh, yet we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds Kol Shebiyodah Le'avi Tachoy, that wherever it's Biyodah, it's not Tachoy. Now we know that the Tanya we learned to the Bais, Rabbi Yehuda says, Koy Sechroi Memal B'damat Harufas. This Rabbi Yehuda was talking about, we're going from Yom Kippur now to Pesach. We're going around the world. Pesach, so there was a lot of Karbonis Pesach that was brought in the Azara, and there was a whole assembly line, right? And the Kohanim used to do the Kabbalah, and one Kohen would take it to the other, give it to the guy, give it to the other, and very often dam would pour and spill on the Ritzvah, and it was very shaykh that the dam of one of these Karbonis Pesach never made it to the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Yehuda was Mechadish and Eitza. He said, Koisechad hoye memali medamat haruvis. We would take all the dam, we would sweep it up, and we would make one kois from the taruvis. Vizorka izrika achas kenagar yisoy. They would do one zrika, and by doing that, everything was okay. It's famous shitas Rabbi Yehuda as relates to the Karbon Pesach. Abatayna is the Gemara. I have one problem with this. You know what the problem is? The dam was dachli. When was it dachli? When it was on the floor. Right, being on the floor is like gara from being in the linka hand. When it's on the floor, you can't do ezrika. So why was there no psul dachi? Why did Rabbi Yehuda hold there's no psul dachi? Shmamina must be because Rabbi Yehuda holds kol shebiyadai lo yavi dachi. Shmamina must be because Rabbi Yehuda holds that where it's biyadai. What's the biyadai? To pick it up. It's biyadai to be massive it. That's what's biyadai. So wherever it's biyadai, there's no problem of dachi. Says the Gemara. Ashi was mechadish in our Mishnah kol shebiyadai lo yavi dachi. There's a makar to it. Hachinami mistabra, because Rabbi Yehuda is for sure a shita that holds of tchuyin. Rabbi Yehuda in the sugyas of the Shnei Seirim is very machmer when it comes to the halacha of dachoy. Yet it's clear Rabbi Yehuda by the Karban Pesach wasn't concerned with dachoy. Must be Rav Ashi Svara kol shav yaday. There's no hechrich to say that our mission is going according to Chanan Ha Mitzri Exhale. Just to end with one ha'ara, and that is so on the very, very top of the Amid. The Gemara brought a very yisoidus to Geshayla. Bayim b'nei Rish Lakish mi Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, Pasul mau sheyasa shirayim. There were two versions of the Shayla, but the first version of the Shayla was, if a zrika psula is done, what's the halacha with regards to the dam that's nishar in the Tzavra HaBehem? Does that dam become shirayim, or does it not become shirayim? Okay. Anytime a Kohen did a Zrika, so any dam that was left over in the Tzavra of the Behema had to be poured into the Amma, this flow of water that went through the Azara, and it would empty into Nachal Kidron. The question is, a Pasul that does the Zrika, or a Zrika Pesula, is it Ois Nishirayin, or is it not Ois Nishirayin? That dam that's left in the Tzavra Behema, does it have a din now that it has to go to Nachal Kidron? Or maybe Yachzar Kosher V'Yakabel? Maybe a Kosher can go and do a Kabbalah, and this time get this Rika right, and like this, it's going to be okay. So the Gemara says, Rish Lakish asked his Kashat Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan told him, Ein Ois Nishirayim Elo Chutzlas Manich V'Chutzlam Koy Moy Hoylo Meratzel L'Pikul. That the halach is that his Rika Psula is Ein Ois Nishirayim, with the exception of Chutzlas Manich V'Chutzlam Koy Moy, because there's an idea of Kartzos, Kosher kachatzos puzzle. There's a concept that you have to have a zrika in order to have a real pigle, and being that the zrika is a zrika chashuva, albeit kachatzos puzzle, that zrika will be ois nishirayim. But as it relates to a regular puzzle, there the halacha is a zrika psula is einay ois nishirayim. In other words, if a kohen would want to go now and do a kabbalah and do a proper zrika, it's okay, you don't have to bring a whole nother carbon. Now we mentioned what we learned in Gemara, that Rashi is very clear that the Shaila of the Gemara is regards to the dam that was left in the Tzaver of the Behem. Rashi says it with Bakhtzeh, that the Shaila of Pasul Mao Sheyasa Shirayim is talking about the dam that's in the Tzaver HaBehem, as opposed to what? As opposed to any dam that was left over in the Kais that the Kohen already did a Kabbalah with. Truth is, if you look at Rashi a little bit more be'iyon, it's very clear why Rashi might have said that. And the reason is because the way Rashi describes the case of Pasul Mao Sheyasa Shirayim, the case is Im Kibel V'Zorak Pasul, where the Pasul did the Kabbalah and the Pasul did the Zrika. If the Pasul did not only the Zrika but also the Kabbalah, then it's poshut why the Shaila is not with regards to any dam that's left over in the Kais. Because that dam is puzzle. Because puzzle that the Kabbalah. The Shaila would only be Negeya, any dam that's left in the Tzavra Abahim. Now the truth is, in the Briskish Shiyunim, they mucha very much. Where did Rashi see, puzzle Mal Sheyasa Shirayim, that the case is talking about where a puzzle did the Kabbalah and he did the Zrika? Meaning, once Rashi saw somewhere in the Sugya that the case is that the puzzle did the Kabbalah and he did the Zrika, it was move on why Rashi teached that puzzle Mal Sheyasa Shirayim is talking about the dam that's in the Tzavra Abahim. Which, by the way, is a little bit of a dachuk pshat in the Gemara, because usually when you think of Shirayim, you think of the Shirayim in the Kais. Case in point, the 30 bay of the Gemara was Kais Mao Sheyasa Es Chaveroi Dachoi Oi Shirayim. What did Dachoi mean? Do we treat it like dam that's in the Tzavra Behema? What does Shirayim mean? Do we treat it like dam that's left over in the Kais? So you see, clearly Shirayim usually means dam is in the Kais. It's a little dachuk to say Pasul Mal Sheyasa Shirayim that it means dam of the Tzavra Behema. It's uber dachuk to say that it only means the dam that's in the Tzavra of the Behema. But Pashit, Rashi had to learn that way, because Rashi learned the case of Pasul Mal Sheyasa Shirayim is talking about where a Pasul did side the Kabbalah and side the Zrika. If the Pasul did the Kabbalah, then the dam that's in the Kais is anyways out. It's out, forget about the Zrika, it's out because of the Kabbalah. So the only Shaila that there is to clear is what about the dam that's left in the Tzavra Behem? And Bal Karchach, Rish Lakish is using the word Shirayim loosely. And Pasul Mal Sheyasa Shirayim, he means the dam that was left over in the Tzavra Behem. That's L'chayra, the Poshet Iyun, in terms of understanding the way Rashi learned the Gemara. Stating that, if you take a look at the Rambam, and this is in Perek Yudalad Halacha Beis of Hilchas Psuli HaMikdashim, the Rambam says very, very clearly that if a kosher would go and do a Kabbalah, and he would hand it over to a apostle, and the apostle would do a zrika, says the Rambam, any dam that's left in the Tzavra Behema is kosher dam. And if a kosher wants to go ahead and do a Kabbalah, yachzer kosher via Kabbalah. However, the oisei hadam shekibel, but the dam that you were mekabel, oishe zorak miktasai, or that you did zrika from, yishofech la'ama. That dam you can't do another zrika with, that dam yishofech la'ama. You don't pour it onto your site, but that dam you shafech la'ama, that dam has to be poured into the ama, that dam is already off limits. The Rambam is clearly saying that the sugya of Pasul Mal Sheyasa Shirayim is talking about where all you had was a zrika psula. The Rambam doesn't have Rashi, Shvero, Kimto, where it's talking about you're going shekibel v'zarak apostle. And afilu hachi Rashi make, the Rambam makes this distinction that Rashi makes. The Rambam says very clearly that the sugya of Pasul Mal Sheyasa Shirayim is only negay a dam that was left over in the Tzavra Behema. And it's only there that Rabbi Yochanan said, Bakol ein oisne shirayim, elu chutzas mani v'chutzam kami ha'om ratzal l'pigula. Obavos is negay, the dam that's left over in the Kois, that dam is going to be shirayim, and that dam, the halach is, you would not be able to go ahead and do a zrika. And the kasha is, why? What's the chilek? Why isn't it that the Rambam learned that the halacha of posel einay oisa shirayim is only negeya the dam that was left in the Tzavra Behema, but it's not negeya the dam that was left in the Kais. L'chera, they're both shirayim. And if the Rambam, based on Rabbi Yochanan's psak in Zvachim Lamedal Rambam Beis, holds that posel is einay oisa shirayim, and it's for that reason yachzer akoshav yekabel, well then l'chayr, if you want to use the dam that was left over in the kois, it should be the same exact halacha. And if a kosher would want to go ahead now and do a proper zrika this time with that dam, what should be the problem? Maishna the shirayim of the Tzavra Behema from the shirayim that was left over in the kois. So Reb Chaim in Chedushi Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, this Reb Chaim in Sefer on this Rambam right here, she tells a beautiful yesod, klara hagdara. Says Reb Chaim that after a kohen did zrika, there were two shirayims that were created. There was the shirayim that was in the kais, and then there was the shirayim that's in the Tzavra Behema. Abazok Reb Chaim loy roy zekuroy zeva loy roy zekuroy zeva. Atzad hashavish behem is, they're both shirayim, but they're fundamentally different. Said Reb Chaim, the yesod of the shirayim of the kais is a toitsa of the zrika. In other words, we know that the zrika of the dam of a carbon created a lot of chaloises. For starters, it's the meratza. So if someone was mechal Shabbos b'shoygig and asked to bring a korban chatos, once the zrika was done, he gets kapara, right? He can breathe again. Now all of a sudden, he doesn't have this chayvei krisis b'shoygig that's looming over him. The zrika we know is matah the basa l'achila, right? Basa kachem is a very big deal. You needed the zrika in order to be able to eat the basa. It was matah d'aktara se murim on the mizbech. That's also a huge deal. Reach Nichayach came from the Haktara. But in order to have a Haktara Simurim, you had to first have a Zrika. The Zrika is a Meratza. The Zrika is also a Matar. Said Reb Chaim, one of the dinim that come about as a result of the Zrika is that a Zrika creates Shirayim. It creates Shirayim. It says that any dam that's left over in this kais is all of a sudden going to be Shirayim. Before you did this Zrika, it wasn't a Cheftz of Shirayim. Now that you do this Zrika, it's Shirayim. And this Shirayim also has dinim. The Torah says what you do with Shirayim, right? You have to take the dam, kol dam or dam, yishpach, you have to pour it on the Yisoy. And by the way, Shvicha Shirayim has to be done by a Kohen Kasher. A Zor can't do Shvicha Shirayim. It has to be done by a Kohen Kasher. If a person would do an Avoida and he would have a mind that I'm going to do the Shvicha Shirayim, Chutz L'Zman, Chutz L'Koymai, that's a Machshavas Pigel. According to one mandam in Shas, you can even have a machshavas pigel b'shas the shvicha shirayim. That the shvicha shirayim is treated like an extra zrika almost. But the bottom line is, shvicha shirayim is an avoida. It's a shiras lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in order to be able to do that avoida, you need a shem shirayim on the dam. And that's something that comes about al yedei the zrika. You do the zrika creates a mitzius of Shirayim for all the leftover dam, and now go ahead and do the avoid with Shirayim. You have avoid to do with the Batsa, you have avoid to do with the Imurim, you have avoid to do with the leftover blood. This is all a Toitsa of what comes about through the Zrika. The Zrika is matter, the leftover dam, for Shvicha Shirayim. It's what gives it that Shem Shirayim to go ahead and do the avoid. But said Reb Chaim, as it relates to the dam that's left over in the Tzavra Behemo, that Chazal called Dochloi. What's the aside of that? The aside of that is not that this dinim of what you're supposed to do with that dam, fakert. The whole aside of that is that once I do this Zrika and I've left over dam, so I have nothing to do with it anymore. Memela, it's Dochloi, Memela, pushed away. Now, the Torah says it's Koshim, so you can't just go and do whatever you want. You're going to fertilize your farm with it? No, so what you do is you pour it into the Amo and you let it go out of the Mizbech. That's not an Avoida. That doesn't have to be done by a Kohen. No one ever said that if someone would have a machshava to do that, chutzos manu, chutzos kohen, be a machshava's pigle. There's no sheet that's from Nechemia, that one sheet in Shas that holds by Shmicha Shirayim, all the zaken that come from it. So now you're going to have that as well. That's just the din that comes by Memela from the fact that I have nothing to do with this dam anymore. So Memela, it's going to be doch. It's a said Reb Chaim that the Rambam held that that's poshet, that even a Zrika psula is a Zrika. It's a cheftz of a zrika. Can't tell me it's not a cheftz of a zrika. Reish Lakish wouldn't have had a shayla pasul mal she asked the shirayim if he didn't think a zrika psul is a cheftz of a zrika. Avad it's a zrika. And the Rambam held that as it relates to this zrika that was done right now, being a zrika, that it should say that the shiori adam should be considered shirayim, it's genug zrika that it should make it, that it should be shirayim. When did Rabbi Yochanan say Pasul Eni Oysa Shirayim? He only said it with regards to the dam that was left in the Tzavra Behema. You know why? Because that Torah Shirayim is a Toitzah of the fact that I don't need this carbon anymore. Well, if you did a Zrika Psula in Lomdus, it could be a Zrika from today till tomorrow, but you still need the carbon. The reason you still need the carbon is because the person didn't get Ritzah yet. And being that he didn't get Ritzah yet, so how could you say the dam is going to be Dachot? The whole Yisoy, said Rabbi Chaim, of Pasul Eni Oysa Shirayim is because of the fact that the Shem Shirayim is a Toitzah of the fact that I don't need the dam anymore. So if I don't need it, Memele, it's Dochoy. Or in our vernacular, it's Shirayim. And as a result, there's a din to go ahead and pour it to the Yam. Avivel, the puzzle did it, so Memele, I do need it. And if I need it, so it's still something that has a Toitzah. If I need some purpose out of it, so Memele, puzzles any Yoyse Shirayim. As it relates to the Din Shirayim and the Kais, that Shem Shirayim was never Tolian, do I need it, do I not need it? That's Tolian, is it a Zrika, is it not a Zrika? So good, the Rambam was Mechadish, it's a Zrika. Good, but I've uploaded the Rambam Abyssal Basim. That's not the point that Reb Chaim is coming to address. Reb Chaim is coming to address, what's the difference between the Shirayim, that's in the Tzavra Behema versus the Shiraim that's in the Kais. The difference is the Shem Shiraim of the Tzavra Behema is just the leftover dam. The Shem Shiraim that's in the Kais, that's a Shem Shiraim that comes about because the Zrika gives it a Torah Shiraim. Right, Moshe Lama Davadoima. Right, you go to a Rebbe's Tish and the Rebbe Tal Shiraim. So the Rebbe takes his big fish, he eats from it a little bit. The rest of the fish is Shiraim. That's leftover fish. It's leftover fish. Is that the same as the fish that's left over at the end of a simcha when now the caterer is going to take 8,000 fish and he's going to throw it in the garbage? That's also shiraim. It's leftovers. So that's the nekuda. Over here, the Rebbe eats from the fish. Now the leftover fish has a shem shiraim because he ate from it. Now it's shiraim, right? The food that's left over at the end of the meal, that's not shiraim. That's the leftovers. This shiraim has kedusha. This shiraim needs a koyin. This shiraim you're going to pour in the mizbeach. That shiraim is dochi. That goes to nachal kidron. Puzzle in the oisin shiraim because I still need the carbon. So if I still need the carbon, the mail is going to be in the oisin shiraim. As opposed to here, it's totally in, was there a zrika or was there not a zrika? Being that there was a zrika, even though the zrika wasn't chalin the carbon to the point that the bala carbon can get ritzoy, the way Reb Chaim said it, the zrika was chalin the dam, it wasn't chalin the carbon. The nuschayis are a little above my pay grade, but this is the yisoy. The yisoy is that the shem shirayim of the dam that's in the tzavra behemo, that's a toitzah of the fact that I have no usage anymore for the carbon. If I have no usage for the carbon, so memelo posel ene oisah shirayim. But the shem shirayim in the kois, that's a toitzah of the fact that I did a zrika, albeit a zrika in the dam. That's enough for it to be considered a zrika. That much I did have. That's the yisoy of the Rambam. Why the Rambam was mechalik between the shirayim in the kois and the shirayim that was left in the tzavra behem.